When it comes to taking it to the house,
listen to the sound of the National Football League.
Live it live on your one and only home for the 12th man in the NFL.
Welcome back to the house.
Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
Wild man!
KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle.
And it's a glorious day outside. And we got a Not For Me Monday. Start your day off with a good day. Right, Chris?
Correct.
Chris Kidd is in the Red Box producer's booth. Matt Michaelis, there's no crying in baseball t-shirt on, is in the Curtis Calhoun update center.
There's no
Chris,
crying in baseball.
Chris Kidd, you know that movie? There's no crying in baseball.
The Sandlot?
No, but you at least got a baseball movie, right?
Oh, I try. Which one is it?
Not Sandlot. I can't tell you.
You're
going to have to keep guessing. There's no crying in baseball.
There are only so many baseball movies.
Is it the one with my...
A lot of baseball movies, though.
I've only seen The Sandlot, I think.
God, Sandlot's a great movie.
It's one of my favorites.
Classic.
Forever.
Kids love Sandlot. Oh, my God. My kids can't get enough of that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, they love it more. I'm in the Carter Volkswagen studio inside the KJR Golf Center, which is still damaged by an errant shot from a tall Canadian that shall not be named.
Narrow it down a little bit, huh?
Just want... any type of damage, not to don't look at me. I provided equipment.
Can you explain how that even happened?
He got, you know what he did?
He grabbed the
big stick.
Let the big dog eat.
Or took the full swing. And remember the rules in the KJR Golf Center inside the Carter Volkswagen studio. No full swings and no driver. Remember how fast I got out of my seat, grabbed that driver.
Kid, what are you doing? Oh, no, not the driver.
We're not hitting driver in here.
It don't matter. He whiffs anyway.
And that's Uncle Softy's fault for bringing in the driver.
I actually had, you know what?
Don't bring in the driver.
I'm sure we'll do weekend or recap. But I went golfing Saturday morning before the football. And I
before
can't.
Before the football?
I can't drive for anything. But I haven't played in a month.
Who can?
I stepped out there, first tee, and I ripped a good drive right down the fairway.
I'll tell you why. I'll just tell you why.
Yeah.
Did you warm up?
No, I never do that.
Because you weren't thinking. That's why. See, and then later, did you start hitting bad drives?
Oh, all day.
Okay.
I had one good drive.
Because you started thinking about it. See, when you walk up there and you don't think about it, I'm just going to grab it and hit it, you're fine. Now, if you could always just play that way, you'd be golden.
I need to not swing so hard.
Oh, I say swing hard. Swing as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Distance is your friend.
Usually doesn't work out well.
Distance is your friend, and then you scramble later, all right? Yeah, You'll be good.
When I try to hit it hard, that's when it goes... It's kind of the opposite effect.
Don't swing hard, swing fast. I don't know where the hell it goes. I don't know. These guys swing hard and fast, and it goes a million miles.
Yeah, they're better at it than I am.
They're professionals, Matt.
It's true.
They're professionals. That's why they pay them to do Monday. Yeah, you're damn right. headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com as we bring you into the divisional round recap show of record and get you set for championship coverage coming up this week. And all brought to you by Real Steel. And Redbox this week right here on 950 KJR, doubleheader of the AFC-NFC Championship games coming up there on Sunday. First up, we've got the Packers and Bucks at 12, Chiefs and Bills at 340. Now, I know there's probably some TV thing in here. Fox probably already had the late game, but that sucks. Like the night, the featured game should be the first game.
Right. Well, they're both really good. To me, they're both really intriguing, as long as Mahomes plays.
For sure, but
yeah,
come on. I mean, the game that everyone's like, if you could only watch one, if we steal softies, you can only have one.
Yeah,
and let's steal softies, you can only have one bit right now. Okay, we have to pay him a royalty. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we bring it up,
it's Rodgers versus Brady.
Yeah. So I know it's a problem. It's a
12v12.
It's a TV thing, and Fox had that slot, so there's nothing they could do about it. But boy, I wish there was a time where you could flex it out.
Because they just take turns, right?
Like flex it out and let us get Brady Rodgers for the 340.
Yeah,
and then of course in the East, that's six. You know, it's better game, better matchup.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to watch them both, so it really doesn't matter to me.
I mean, I would expect you to watch them both.
It just doesn't make a difference.
Just say that, you know, if you had something going on, like, you know, if you had to make a choice,
yeah,
you'd rather watch that game.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a hell of a game.
Well, that wasn't the case this last weekend, man. I wanted those AFC games.
I got to get something off the board.
Oh, bro.
Oh, snaps.
Oh, no. Let's... Is this Kid?
It's Kid. It's me.
You didn't think I'd forget the board.
Chris Kid, what's
I need the Packers to win.
On the board. It's going to come to fruition, Kid.
I need the Packers to handle business.
On November 12th, 2020, I usually would write the time on this one. Quote, Bucks won't make the Super Bowl. Chris Kid, they are four quarters away. From making the Super Bowl.
This is looking real ugly.
All I thought about last night. All I thought about.
We need to establish some kind of consequences.
Let's go, Bucks!
To when our declarative statements don't come to fruition, we need to. There has to be some kind of consequence.
100 push-ups.
Okay, no. Because I'll never do a push-up.
First of all.
No, for myself. Not for you guys. This is...
Lunch.
Oh.
Simple lunch.
Yeah.
I'll always eat some lunch.
Yeah, it's just lunch. Yeah. And lunch. You know where we go.
Oh, right down the street to Sisters and Brothers.
It's the only place we go for lunch, right there. You can even split one. You know? You don't even got to take the whole cost of everything.
There's three pieces of chicken in each order.
I'll split one with you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy, you know, three of them.
I wish we'd have made that statement prior.
Fair point, Chris. That is a fair point. We really are kind of railroading you into this now.
It's fine.
It's not fine.
I feel good about it.
Of course you feel good. You're going to have free food.
And it adds up. I mean, that's Sisters and Brothers. God bless Sisters and Brothers. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do tell Shockey when he does go, don't show me the receipt.
Yeah.
Just pick up the food.
Just pick it up. Pay for it. Give them the tip. Just don't show it to me.
One time I bought lunch for everybody a couple weeks ago. I got my credit card. I was like, what did I do?
You know, they tell you when you go travel to places like, you know, L.A. or really New York.
Mm.
Well, God, you know, the prices are so out. No, not anymore. Like, you go to New York or wherever, like, you're paying $13 for a craft cocktail.
Yeah, you're paying Seattle prices.
Saying the same thing here. That's why we try to pump up Sisters and Brothers as much as we can, that just maybe one time.
Well, if they get enough customers...
Have a free piece of chicken in there.
Guys. Or maybe they get enough customers, they'll drop the price a little.
There you go. No, it's well worth it.
Outstanding. I get it.
Bucks won't make the Super Bowl. Chris Kidd on November 12th, 2020. He put it on the board.
Good call.
I don't even remember. Was this about Antonio Brown?
Probably.
Had to be, right?
We were talking NBA, and I compared them to the Clippers.
Yeah.
They had all the talent, but they still weren't going to make it to the Super Bowl.
And they did. Well, not yet.
Well, the Clippers, you know, they didn't.
No,
they coughed it up.
But these guys are, I mean, it's rare in the NFL you see where a team just gets put together in the offseason.
My goodness.
And then all of a sudden, here we are.
What's scary is their defense. I'm just going to say
that. Oh, about how that defense play. Mike Thomas, 4 targets, no catches.
It does help that the quarterback yesterday couldn't throw it 2 yards.
Yeah.
But, and refused to throw it 2 yards.
Yeah. They got there, though.
You know, after Winston threw the touchdown, I just wonder if Sean Payton was like, maybe we should just go to him now.
The weirdest thing to me was when Breeze said this will be his last game at the Superdome. In my head, I'm thinking he's already checked out.
Mm.
With Jay Glazer's report?
Well, yeah, but that's what Glazer said. I mean, I'm assuming it's from Breeze. I'm assuming it is too.
And when he said that, I'm thinking, has he already checked out? And in my head, I was like, I just lost $200 because...
Ooh.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Breeze.
$200. Well, if Jared Cook holds on to the ball and they go down and score, the game's probably
there are a lot
much
of things.
Different, right? Two score game there,
mm-hmm.
right? Now you're up 14.
Yeah.
And the game, and
sure.
You can make an argument with that defense, the game's over. I mean, the Jared Cook fumble is clearly, I mean, thanks. I mean, play of the game.
We could play this game. I mean, if Lamar Jackson doesn't throw a pick six on the goal line and then get concussed.
True.
Maybe the Ravens win.
I still can't believe how the Bills won the game. They had 200 like yards total offense.
Well, the one that, I mean.
Jesus, they didn't do anything. Go look at the final stats.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go, well, who the hell won this game? And then you look and you go, the Bills won this game? Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Oh, and the under hit in a big way.
What was it,
17-3? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the picker had a good week.
Oh, there you go.
Real good week.
But you look at the four games, and just if there's any meat left on a bone for a team, man, Cleveland You get Mahomes knocked out of the game.
Yeah.
You have everything out in front of you, and you can't quite
grasp it. You allowed some statue to run 14 yards on you on the keep. Like, what the hell? How do you let Chad Henne pick up a first down on you? Well, I mean, get short enough to where you go for it on fourth down, and then just, you know, the biggest balls in the world, Andy Reid.
Jeez.
I mean, my God, how many cheeseburgers did he think he celebrated after that call? What do you think Carroll does in that situation? Fourth and inches. What does he do?
Well, I think
Where was the ball? I can't remember.
Oh,
40-ish?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, around midfield. It was around midfield. I mean.
Okay. What does Carroll do?
Carroll, well, first of all, he gets a delayed game.
I was going to say, or burns a timeout. First one of the two.
So let's assume he has a timeout left.
Yeah.
Because remember, it's, you know, we're 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
So he could have gone through all of his timeouts by then.
That's the burn. Assuming he has one.
Okay.
Definitely burning one there.
So assuming he has a timeout.
Yeah.
He burns it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then delay a game.
Or a false start.
I mean, either way.
Pick your poison.
Pick your 5-yard penalty.
Yeah.
And then punch.
Who jumps?
Oh, your potty.
Yeah.
Your potty.
I was thinking.
He needs the head start.
Yeah, I was. For some reason, a Damian Lewis has had a great year, but I feel like Lewis has had those type of brain fart penalties.
Yeah, a little bit.
So maybe a Lewis false start. I think actually it's everyone going. Like it looks
everyone but the center.
Yeah, it looks like the Rams game. Okay, so everybody. Then they get a delay a game or a false start, and then they punt.
And then they punt. Yeah. Dixon punts it, tries to cough and corner it, doesn't quite get the angle, bounces into the end zone. And then
they go down and win it.
Yeah,
right?
but you got about a minute and a half for Baker, no timeouts.
They win the game.
Yeah, they win the game.
What the hell do you think the Packers would have done to that Seahawks defense? I'm just asking for a friend.
500 yards of offense.
Well, they did get 484 yards against, quote, the number one defense in the league and dropped 32 on them. I'm actually glad the Seahawks lost now. I don't know if I could have witnessed what they would have done to that defense yesterday. I don't know if I were.
I hate Rodgers and the Packers more than I hate the Rams, so I'm kind of with you.
You know, was the most yards ever given up by a top-ranked defense in the history of the playoffs.
Wow.
Never been done since the merger. Never been done before.
Yeah, there's a difference between leading the league defensively and being an actual elite defense like the Seahawks had in 2013. That was an elite defense. This was just the best defense in the league in an offensive league.
But I'm talking about the Seahawks defense this year.
I know.
Not 13.
No, I know.
Yeah, I'm talking about this year.
I know. I'm just talking about the Rams.
What do you think? 500 yards? I mean, 484. I think we're looking at 610. 610 at least. Slick, what do you think? I got 610 on my mind.
They weren't stopping much, I'll tell you that.
No. He could have touched that line, and they got up their best offensive lineman not even playing.
Yeah.
And the dude didn't even get touched. That's ridiculous. Yeah. 6'10", and about, I'm going 45.
Now, maybe they don't have as many opportunities with the ball because Seahawks offense probably doing more than the Rams offense just because they have a quarterback with a full hand.
Maybe. Speaking of hand, we got a grand in your hand.
Woo!
Coming up next, listen to the keyword. When you hear that keyword, text it within the hour to 200-200.
Today, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream.
Now back to Puck and Slick on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, congratulations to everyone and anyone who has texted in the keyword for this hour. Grand in your hand. We'll do another one coming up at 11:12, I believe. I don't even know what it was. I wasn't paying attention, so I'm not going to even announce what it was. But if you heard the keyword, you have an hour to text in to 200-200. Your chance at $1,000. Me and my buddies, college buddies got in this weekend. I don't know. We did both. The Lotto and the Powerball?
Yeah.
Yeah, missed out on both.
Yeah, but they
got two numbers in the last one.
Oh, really?
But now it's carrying over.
Mm-hmm.
So just like we do with gambling, we chase. So we chase.
I thought you were going to not do that this
year. No, not on this one.
Yeah?
What the hell is that thing up to now?
$850?
Oh, my Lord.
I know. Yeah, these are mine from... They didn't work.
And you know who's going to win it.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody who's...
The same person that wins it every time.
80-year-old Floridian who doesn't need it.
No, it's, you know, some, you know, Joe Jankovic from, you know, Arkansas wins it. I'm going to blow this all in Walmart today. It's always that person. Every time. You know, every single time. How about a couple of regular folks like us win it?
It'd be nice.
Just a couple of good people, you know, the three of us, some good people.
How about literally us? That'd be nice.
Well, we got money planned on this thing. We win it. Man, no telling what we can do. No telling what we can do. Would you leave? Would you quit? See, I would not. I would keep working for a little while. But I would just say, hey, you know, I'm going to take a lot of vacation. A
lot of vacation, exactly.
So if you don't like the vacation, then I guess I will quit.
I actually like being here a lot more than, I don't know, whatever other options my day-to-day life.
Well, what we do is fun.
Yeah.
And so it's different than what, like, if you worked in sales.
Or sanitation.
Or whatever. Some job where you wake up in the morning and you hate it. Like, that person, they're going, like, I'm out. Like, I'm quitting.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm running to the hills. But, like, what we do, I mean, mm-hmm. the fun and games, yeah, we can still come on and talk about sports and, you know, fart jokes and make fun of people. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sign me up for 3 hours of that.
And what's great is if I don't need, like, a salary, then, I mean, how will they ever fire me?
Yeah. And you know what? You could. That's right.
Very cost effective.
You could say, hey, you don't even have to pay me. You know,
but don't give them any ideas.
They already don't pay us, really. As I was listening to your golf adventure this week, and there is a great quote I just saw from Bobby Jones. You swing your best when you have the fewest things to think about. Slickhawk, that's the mindset you need to go in every time you play golf.
Okay.
Right there.
Just clear the mechanism.
As I was looking at the board earlier, when we were talking our first segment about the board, where Chris Kidd now is four quarters away from his bold prediction of not coming true.
And giving us lunch.
And buying us lunch, where he
said,
there's no way the Bucks will make it to the Super Bowl, which he said, declarative statement back in early November. I was looking back on the board if any of the other things that we've had have come to fruition. None yet, other than mine was not bold, though. And I don't think it was board material, but I think you forced me to put it
in. Is that right? What was it?
Where I said, zip, zilch, no shot of playing in the college football playoff for the Pac-12. On November 23rd. But that was too easy. I don't think that was a bold prediction.
I don't think that's
worthy. I didn't think it was worthy putting it up there.
Okay.
We'll throw it away.
Was Oregon still undefeated at the time?
Well, go look at the schedule. Yeah. Probably were. Yeah. So I don't think I get any credit for that.
All right.
The other one up there is, which came to fruition, which I can't wait, which was me saying if Harden got traded to the Nets, they won't win the East. And now we're going to sit and watch. And that fat James Harden, triple-double in his first game.
See that? What was it, 32, 12, and 14?
Imagine when he's skinny, what happens? Good Lord.
It's just amazing what happens when you give a little effort.
Don't worry. They are a Kyrie bipolar meltdown away from that thing crumbling. Don't worry
about it. But can they make it a season?
Huh?
And season.
No. I don't think so. They still can't make it a season. We've got our normal stuff here on a Not For Me Monday. Curtis Crabtree will stop on by at 11:20 today. We'll talk Seahawks. We'll talk the rumored candidates for the offensive coordinator position. I think all of our eyes lit up this weekend. I don't even know who it was. One of the NFL Network guys, I want to say it was Pelissero or Rapsheet, who had the first news about our guy, the Doug Peterson Show of Record.
Yeah.
Right away, when we got fired, our antennas went right to the
Bing.
Kid out of Ferndale. Bring him home. Let him call plays for the Seahawks. And I believe it was Pelissero who had the report that they have spoke. They have spoken. They've reached out. There has been a connection made between the Seahawks and Doug Peterson.
All right.
To where I had a buddy of mine who was an Eagles fan, not Chalky, say, what do you think about? What do you think of Doug Peterson? I'm all in. Like,
Yeah.
Take Doug Peterson a second. You know, regardless of what happened this year, here's a guy who mixes in the run and pass as good as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Even go back when they won the Super Bowl, they ran the ball effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to appease Carroll.
A little bit of innovation.
But he's got imagination.
Yeah.
He's innovative with his run plays, with his passing plays. And if you put him with a quarterback like Russell Wilson, there's no telling what he can do.
I think a lot of fans would be thrilled with this hire,
which is
how you know it won't happen.
So that's what I said. I said, all of that said, it ain't going to happen.
Not in a million years.
Because there's no way he'll hire him.
It would make us too happy. Yeah, he doesn't like that. Pete doesn't like the fans to be happy.
Well, we probably shouldn't rule it out if it does happen. But boy, it just, if you had a lot of money, if you had $100 right now, how much of that $100 are you willing to put down that they would hire Doug Peterson? Kid, you value $100. How much of the $100 would you put down that they would actually hire him?
I'm going to go with 45. That's high. I get it.
And listen, this is if he's interested.
Yes.
Like he tells you, yeah, I want the job.
Yeah, check. Okay.
And you follow through.
He says he's interested. You might get $5 out of me.
Damn, Slick.
I'm willing to go at about $1.50.
Yeah.
$1.50.
I was going to say $1.
They'll actually reach out and hire him.
I was going to say Bob Barker $1. But yeah. If he's saying, hey, I want to be there, I kick it up to $5.
Okay. All right. It just makes too much sense.
Yeah, which that's how you know it won't happen.
God, I would love for it to happen, though. Wouldn't everyone love for that to happen? Maybe there probably is someone that would not like to see that happen. But, yeah. And even if you have him for what? A year or two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he goes off?
Then hire his disciple. Just not DeFilippo.
No, not him.
Steer away. Well, maybe DeFilippo's learned his lesson. I don't know. But hire someone underneath him.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he turns Dave Canales into like...
Oh, no, stop, please. I saw that. Who was that one who had that report? Because I tagged... Because Shockey...
What, the Canales turned down Vanderbilt?
Shockey was the first person to say, I bet you anything.
You know what they're going to do, right?
You know what they're going to do. Now, he said to us in the sports pit last week, you know what they're going to do. And I said, what, Shockey? He's you tell
so
me
right.
What they're going to do, APD.
He's so
as you
right.
Sit back in your throne of a desk, yelling at us, telling us what to do. He says, they're going to hire Dave Canales. You watch. And I said, why? He's like, well, because he fits everything. Passing game coordinator. He'll listen to Pete Carroll. He'll do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
He'll run the system that Pete Carroll wants. And I said, you know what, Shockey? That's a damn good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we pay you the big bucks to sit there and sigh heavily and give us, tell us to break on time. Stuff like that.
But he's so right.
He is right.
That's exactly what's going to happen. How are we going to feel about that?
It was Rap Sheet who said that Canales, the passing game coordinator. Is this a new thing, by the way?
The passing game coordinator?
When did we start having passing game and running game coordinators?
Did that happen? Tom Cable was the running game coordinator.
But did this happen within like the last 5 years?
Maybe.
That we started having titles of a passing and running game coordinator?
There's a good chance, yeah.
Didn't that just used to fall under the...
Under the purvey of
offensive coordinator? Like he ran all of it?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Don't you feel...
I think you're right.
Like in all of the corporate world that we're in, like, I don't know, like a big company that manages a bunch of, entities.
Yeah.
And there's no raises really ever, but there's always these... Why are you laughing? There's always these big titles that they're given.
Uh-huh.
Well, you now run this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's my raise? There is no raise. Just wisdom that you now have the passing game coordinator next to your name. Why do corporations do that?
I don't know.
Do we really need a running game coordinator?
It just makes things look better on a sheet.
And when does like the running game coordinator? Like everyone gets excited about the cat with the Niners, right?
Who just got promoted to offensive coordinator.
And they can't hire him now, right?
Well, yeah, he just got promoted to OC.
So you can't get him.
Right.
Because that's a lateral move and you can't do that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or no, wait. Or
You made him offensive coordinator / assistant head coach.
Or okay, you help me out. If it's a lateral move, do they got to give up picks for it? Let's just raise our hand. We don't know. That's fine. I'm free to admit that I don't know.
I thought there was some penalty, right? I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think you can even talk to him, can you? I don't think you can even talk to him.
So you have to give him assistant head coach?
Yeah,
I think to pry him away?
Yeah.
So the guy's the running game coordinator. Like, I just want the coordinator. I want the guy that calls the plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a funny thing to me. Like, you just see this everywhere now. Like, he's the passing game coordinator. He's the running. Is there a special teams coordinator besides the special teams coach? Is there a kick return coordinator and then a punt return coordinator?
I think it's still rusty.
Tillman? God bless it would be. So
Didn't Chris Richard go down to Dallas and be the defensive passing game coordinator?
Well, yeah, because we made fun of the guy this year, yeah. The Andre Curtis guy, who was the passing game defensive coordinator with the Seahawks, who right. said it was trash yards.
All trash yards.
When his defense was getting killed up and down the field. Yeah. Well, it's just trash yards. You mean what happens in the first quarter, Andre?
Watch him replace Norton.
Canales was, remember we brought, this was last week.
Mm-hmm.
He was offered the Vanderbilt OC job, but has turned it down.
Wants to stay in the NFL.
Stay in the NFL. Previously, the QB coach in Seattle, he's expected to get some NFL offensive coordinator looks. And will he be the offensive coordinator for Seattle? It is Kevin Shockey's, and I will admit, and maybe we're wrong, and that's okay if we're wrong down the road. This is the worst nightmare that I have. My worst nightmare is that.
Or his son's.
Well, this kid, well, hold on. Now, which one took the Arizona job? The Brennan guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. I never keep his sons straight.
So Brennan, well, I guess he could come back.
Well, Nate, he's not going to do that.
The ones that keep him in check.
Well, he would leave to be whatever he is at Arizona
mm-hmm.
to be offensive coordinator for an NFL team.
Yeah, good point.
Come on.
Good point.
It could be the other kid, Nate. What does he coach, the wide receivers?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Remember, we'll that's his go-to voice when he needs right. to bounce things off.
Yeah, Nate Carroll, wide receivers.
Remember, he mentioned Nate and Brennan. Those are the two people that hold him most accountable.
Well, right. Well, somebody needs to sit him down and have a talk.
And like, Puck's analogy was perfect. I'm going to put my finger in the peanut butter. My son's going to say, Dad, what are you doing? You're 7 years old. What are you talking about?
Do whatever I want with the damn peanut butter. I own it. My peanut butter. Yeah, make Nate the guy.
Well, they already have Brennan off the page.
So then he'll list. I mean, if when Pete wants to run the ball and Nate says, no, we need to pass it here, Nate, because he is, you know, keeps his dad in check, will say, I'm going to overrule you, Dad. We're going to pass it here.
Fired.
You know what's interesting about the Seahawks website?
Sure, that will go over well.
They have a section for coordinators.
Yeah.
So they have Canales up there. Offensive passing game coordinator.
Elevated right to coordinator.
Then they have Andre Curtis and Ken Norton. And they don't have a running game coordinator. They just have offensive passing game coordinator. They're just waiting
kinda odd for
to take out those two middle words.
Kind of odd for a team that wants to run it all the time. Is that your
Pete Carroll's philosophy is the running game coordinator.
At what point does Carroll just put himself as the OC? Yeah, screw it. I'll call plays.
Oh, my God.
He should. Might as well. I mean, seriously. Whoever comes in is going to be listening to him anyway. You might as well just call plays yourself, Pete.
Come on, Carroll. Let's go. You put on the headset.
What, Sean McVay does it? Does Shanahan do it too? Yeah, does he call his own plays?
It's a little different.
I know that, but...
In that they are offensive.
It would be a bold move to go from a defensive mind to say, I'm taking over the offense.
Might as well, Pete. Might as well.
Maybe he has a different perspective on things.
Pete... I mean, they would run the ball 80% of the time, and then play action deep shots would be the only pass attempts.
It'd be great. It'd be awesome. Just deep posts, leads, a couple of counters.
Traps.
Toss sweep with out of the eye. That's what I'd like to see back. The toss sweep out of the eye.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't you miss that a little bit?
I'm more a fan of the crack toss.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
But a toss,
it's a little bit quicker.
But a toss sweep with the fullback.
Yeah,
there's something like very, very like attractive about that for me.
And you got your tackle pulling.
Oh God, kid, who doesn't love a tackle pull?
Kid knows I love the toss sweep out of the eye. And he's seen it.
The counter, the old school Washington counter. Not the Washington football team,
with
but
the pull,
when it was the Redskins. Redskins
with the pulling guard.
Yeah, well, the counter. You pulled them both.
Yeah.
God, that was
bad. They got a hustle.
That's what you get out of Carroll.
They got a hustle over there.
Yeah, the Dave Canales is my worst nightmare. That's the worst scenario. Now, if they hire him and we're wrong, then we're wrong.
What if he's a genius?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. We give ourselves an out.
What?
The out is, if it works, great. But it's my worst fear that they promote Dave Canales.
What if he's better than McVay?
He's the new McVay.
Oh, my God. He's just been there. I mean, Vanderbilt thought they had a coup, and then he spurns them to stay in Seattle.
Well, there has to be a reason why he turned the job down, unless he just wants to be an NFLer.
Yeah.
And doesn't see the path to becoming, like, he sees his path greater to be a coordinator and elevate through the worlds of the NFL is to stay in the NFL. And I get that. I mean, if he wants to stay in the NFL... I mean, dipping your toes back in it. What if he goes to Vanderbilt?
Right.
It's not a proven winner. It's actually a terrible team. It always has been. He goes there and fails as an offensive coordinator. Then the luster of him is off. Right now, he has a golden ticket because he can say that he worked with the passing game for the Seahawks. And that was the best thing about the Seahawks this year, was their passing game until Carroll neutered it.
Or maybe it's because
like
Vanderbilt was
society.
Maybe it's because Vanderbilt was 0-9.
What, that's a, but I'm, he could go there though, and they'll be terrible.
Yeah,
and then he fails.
And that stinks on him the rest
of
his career.
And then it's, well, no one's going to hire Dave Canales anymore.
Yeah,
Dave Canales, Doug Peterson, his name being mentioned as well there by Tom Pelissero over the weekend. It's a Not For Me Monday. We still got Curtis Crabtree coming up at 11:20. Your tweet of the day, our top story of the day, lunch break. We haven't even mentioned this yet. Marcus King. You're wondering, well, who's Marcus King? I'm going to tell you. Marcus King is the general manager of the Sahali Country Club. Why are you having the GM of the Sahali Country Club? Well, if you read, where's my paper? The hard copy of the paper. You could read it online, too. Because I actually sent you the link to the online.
I know you did. I was happy about that.
Is that Sahali has reached out to the PGA of America to host the 2020 PGA Championship, and they are on a short list to host it. So the GM of Sahali Country Club is going to join us coming up at noon. Curtis Crabtree coming up at 11:20.
Can I get the cross?
Wilson, deep drop, back to pass, holds up, deep downfield for DK Metcalf. He's got it! Touchdown, Seattle!
Your home for the 12th man and the NFL.
Spinning into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Seattle Sports Radio 950.
Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
KJR.
Can I read you my favorite quote from the weekend? I was reading Peter King's lengthy, you know, his Football in America, you know, column that he does every Monday that it's like 25,000 words.
Hell of a read.
Does anyone read the entire thing?
Probably. Yeah, I usually will.
I skim it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I find the things that are interesting to me, and you would laugh because this is interesting to me.
Sure.
Bills fan Derek Norman was one of the 7,000 fans that was able to get tickets to the Bills game, and it was great to see fans in the stands for some of these playoff games. God, it was great to see some of the Bills Mafia there.
It's a little different, huh?
It's great to see hear the Packers fans there to celebrate. He was one of the people that got to go. And, you know, he had to go in. I think tickets were like $200.
Mm.
He had to pay $63 to go get a COVID test that week on Wednesday, make sure he was good so he could go to the game.
Yeah.
And then they were all given assigned times when to show up to the stadium. So their assigned time was 6:55. So him and his buddy, they got to the parking lot. He goes, we got to the parking lot around 6. There's no tailgating.
Yeah.
So we sat in the car, had some beers and a couple of shots.
There you go. Go to the game.
Best line of the weekend. Best line of the week. Best person of the weekend, Derek Norman.
Derek
Bills
Norman.
Bills fan, longtime Bills fan.
Yeah.
We sat in our cars, had some beers and shots.
At any point, did he go through a table?
No tables. Mm-hmm. You can't. No tailgate. Can't do anything. God, that's great, though. Just totally, just sitting in your Camry. Got the heat on, you know, but you got the heat on, but then you got so much stuff, you know, so many layers on.
Yeah.
Drinking a couple of, you know, what, Coors Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Pounding a couple of shots of whatever Wild Turkey.
Whatever they were drinking, I imagine them pouring it out of a thermos. I don't know why.
Probably sitting in with the heat on.
Yeah.
Probably fine.
It's very high school.
Well, that's what I thought of. It's very high school. It's, you know, remember when you were in high school and you drive to the park, wherever park it was, or a parking lot, and you would sit in your car and you would drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kid didn't do that. But, Kid, you were probably in that car or never in that car. Maybe you were in the car.
Exactly.
But you weren't drinking.
He's probably driving the car.
Okay.
Yes,
so everyone's been in the car.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're sitting in the car at some random parking lot or some random park.
Because you got pre-funk before, whatever you're going to go to.
Or there's nothing going on.
And you're just doing that. Yeah.
What better way to sit, you know, in a Jeep Cherokee, you know, down into the Fairwood Park and suck down a couple of 40s Volee? I mean, what the hell? Why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seems fun.
Yeah.
This is what I think the youth is missing out on today with all the social media is that. the parking lot 40 drinking fun.
You think they're not still doing that stuff?
No, I think they're popping pills. I think that's the problem.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I don't think they're doing that anymore, Matt. We have friends that have high schoolers.
Yeah?
Kids.
And yeah, what do these kids do?
And they're not doing that.
They're not social like that?
Just not like that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's for the better. Them, do they go to the park? Are they going to, like, you know, Carkeek? They go into, Golden Gardens?
Mm.
Sit down there in a car and sugging back, a Thug Passion 22? Are we doing that? Maybe a little Mad Dog? Some Cisco? Something?
OE?
OE? You know, King Cobra? I mean, what do you got? Anything? No, they don't do that. They, talk on their cell phones and text each other.
Tell these kids play Edward 40 hands. I look at you weird.
Yeah, I mean.
What's that?
Do you guys sit in a parking lot and throw golf clubs up in the air and whoever doesn't catch the golf club, they've got a pound of Cisco? Oh, you're not playing that.
No. Nothing.
Well, it was back in the day.
Cisco.
The worst drink you could ever have.
Is that, was that like along lines of like an Alizé, like a sweeter?
Oh, I don't, it's a very strong syrupy liquor.
Yeah, basically.
It's cough medicine.
Yeah.
But they sell it in a liquor store, and I'm not sure they sell it in a liquor store now. It's terrible.
On becoming the back, like blue and purple and.
Correct.
Yeah.
I believe on the back of the label, Matt, it says it serves four. And it was, 10 ounces.
Now, these days, they got their Four Locos. And they got
I don't think they're doing any of that.
None of it.
No, I think they're popping mom and dad's pillies.
Mm.
That's what I think they're doing. Yeah, I mean, he works with the youth, kid.
Yeah, what are these kids doing?
Kid, you work with the youth, you know. It's a different time out there, isn't it?
What are they up to these days?
No comment?
No comment.
Okay, no comment.
I think it's best I leave it alone.
That's fine. Hey, no problem, kid. Don't.
What are these kids doing?
So the best case scenario, Doug Peterson. Worst case scenario, Dave Canales.
Okay.
What's likely to happen?
Oh, well, I think we all know.
Canales,
right? It's Canales.
Poor Dave. We don't even know Dave. He could be a swell guy.
What if he's a genius?
And we have really just crapped all over him.
Looking at his picture. Looks like a nice guy.
Good looking guy. Yeah. Probably knows some football.
Went to Azusa Pacific.
Yeah. God, just get those.
Strong hairline.
Come on, Carol. Do what's best for the organization.
There's no Jason Alexander's here.
Put aside the ego and get Peterson on board. If he wants the job, throw him the keys for a couple of years. Turns his career around like every offense coordinator at Alabama does and goes and gets another job. Maybe at that point, you have Canales tutor under Doug Peterson. And then in 2 years, Canales takes over. And he's learned everything from Doug Peterson.
Hmm.
How about that idea?
Okay.
Huh?
I'm with it.
And then when Doug Peterson finds the right, I mean, first of all, who's Doug Peterson going to coach this year? There's no more openings. It's over.
Right. No. Yeah, he might just take the year off.
True. He could. Or he could come back to his hometown team. You know, he used to drive down from Ferndale every Sunday with his mom and dad. He went to the old Kingdom. He did the wave like I did. He saw the rock and roll band perform before the game. He saw the Pee Wee kids play a little game of football. On the field, on the turf at the Kingdome. He saw the Seahawker Club walk around with their banners from Anchorage and Bozeman and Ketchikan.
Ketchikan.
Yeah. That's the Doug Peterson. That's the OC we need.
Me questioning it. It's Ketchikan, right? Yeah.
No, I think it is. I misspoke. That's who we need. Doug Peterson. God, it's almost, but again, it's too right.
It makes too much sense, Matt. It's so on the nose.
And Not For Me Monday continues in our 11 o'clock hour. Curtis Crabtree, 11:20. We'll talk to Curtis about what are they going to do with their offensive coordinator position. How strong of a candidate is Dave Canales? He knows Dave Canales. He can probably enlighten us on Dave Canales and all of his workings there with the Seahawks. Also, tweet of the day coming up. Headlines 5 minutes from now.
Touchdown, Seattle! A defensive touchdown!
Your home for the 12th man and the NFL.
Big hit, big vacuumed in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Seattle Sports Radio 950.
Well, if you're the 49ers, that's exactly what you can't have happen.
KJR.